KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 22 degrees. We look for snow to be developing later this afternoon, a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. We'll talk about the winter storm warnings and school closures in just a moment. First of all in the news, Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance were called to the scene of an explosion at R&B Feeds Thursday night. The incident at 200 Oak Street was reported at 7:13 p.m. Upon arrival, no smoke or flames were visible, but a garage door was blown out, the upper structure elevator sheet metal was partially blown off, and there was more extensive damage. The building was not occupied at the time, and there were no injuries reported. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News an approximately 3-inch diameter gas line in the basement of the building that was connected to a water heater had corroded and begun to leak. A furnace in the basement ignited the gas. A combination of the gas and grain dust created a large but brief explosion that caused the damage. Alliant Energy responded and was conducting repairs late last night. Fire crews remained on the scene until about 8:30 p.m. Atlantic Police and Cass County Sheriff's deputies assisted at the scene. The National Weather Service in Des Moines reports moderate to heavy snowfall is forecast across Iowa today into tonight. The heaviest amounts will likely fall across parts of northern Iowa and also across south central to southeast Iowa. The afternoon and evening commute will be impacted for most areas. North to northeast winds of 15 to 20 miles per hour gusting to around 30 will cause blowing and drifting of snow and greatly reduce visibility at times, especially in the rural open areas. Slick, snow-covered roads and reduced visibilities from blowing snow and intense snowfall rates will make travel hazardous across much of Iowa, especially this afternoon and this evening. And much colder air will then move in behind the winter storm with bitter cold conditions expected for the upcoming weekend. Wind chills will drop to 10 to 20 degrees below zero Saturday night and Sunday morning. A reminder, a winter storm warning is currently in effect for Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties until 6 a.m. Saturday. Snowfall expected to be 4 to 6 inches in those counties. A winter storm warning will be in effect from noon today until 6 a.m. Saturday for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Carroll, Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, where we could see anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of snow. And a winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 a.m. Saturday for Monona and Harrison counties for an expected 2 to 4 inches of snow. Some schools in western Iowa have canceled classes for today. The list includes AHSTW, Boyer Valley, East Mills, Essex, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, also Red Oak, Riverside, Shelby, Southwest Valley, Tri-Center, Underwood, and Woodbine. All those have canceled classes for today. Orion Maxburg will close at 12:30 this afternoon, and there's no evening or afternoon activities. Glenwood schools are closed today, and South Page schools are closed in College Springs. That's the latest list of cancellations. You can find that under our main page at KJAN.com. On the right side of the page, there's the Community Hub. Look for cancellations. It will be updated throughout the day. Elsewhere in the news, a man and woman from Guthrie County were arrested Wednesday night after sheriff's deputies say they found a marijuana growing operation in the couple's basement. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said Thursday the mayor of Jamaica, 50-year-old LaDonna Kennedy, and her 58-year-old husband Randy were charged with manufacture with intent to deliver marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, and two counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Deputies went on a tip to the mayor's house looking for a man wanted on suspicion of attempted murder. 18-year-old Rodney D. Halterman wasn't found, but deputies called for a search warrant after they smelled an overwhelming odor of raw marijuana coming from the home. Investigators say 18 marijuana plants, several bags of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia were found. The Kennedys were released Thursday on their own recognizance. Halterman was taken into custody Thursday afternoon in Greene County. He was wanted following the shooting Saturday afternoon in Ames of 19-year-old Aisha Jabbar. Police say he got into a fight with another man when the gun was holding went off and hit Jabbar in the chest. She is expected to be okay. Authorities say Halterman is the foster sibling of Randy Kennedy's granddaughter. Officials with the Iowa Department of Public Safety report a Montgomery County man was sentenced to Thursday to prison on federal charges. 40-year-old Kevin Dwayne Staley of Red Oak was sentenced to 6.5 years or 78 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. His arrest followed an investigation that began in October of 2017 when the Red Oak Police Department and the Iowa DCI became aware of firearms violations involving Staley, who was 39 at the time. On May 30th of last year, agents from the DCI obtained a federal arrest warrant for Staley, who was charged with one count of possessing a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime, and a second count of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. On September 5th of last year, Staley entered a guilty plea to one count, or rather to count two of the federal indictment, possession of a firearm. In addition to his term of imprisonment, Staley is required to pay a $100 special assessment fee and will be on supervised release for 3 years following his release from federal prison. After his sentencing, Staley was remanded to the custody of the U.S. Marshal's Office. Red Oak police report two arrests took place last night at around 9:50 p.m., 26-year-old Dustin James Danick and 28-year-old Kirsten Lynn Wolverding were taken into custody, each for violation of a no-contact order. They were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond each. And sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Thursday, or rather Fremont County, I should say, arrested two women in Tabor on charges related to the delivery of methamphetamine. During the investigation, 38-year-old Amanda Watson and 39-year-old Angela Brooks were found to be in possession of more than 25 grams of meth. They each face a Class B felony charge of conspiracy to deliver over 5 grams of meth. Watson and Brooks were being held in the Fremont County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The pair was arrested at around 8:45 p.m. Thursday during a narcotics investigation in Tabor. Sheriff's deputies had stopped a car driven by Amanda Watson at the intersection of Jackson Boulevard and Franklin Street. That's less than 1,000 feet from the Fremont Mills School. In the funeral announcements, Annetta Hammond, age 83, of Redfield, died Tuesday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Annetta Hammond will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hilltop Bible Chapel in Redfield. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Richard Lee Wolf, age 78, who's formerly of Exira, died January 4th in San Antonio, Texas. A celebration of life memorial service for Richard Wolf will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. William Barks, age 59, of Panora, died Thursday in Des Moines. No services are planned for William Barks. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. And Harold Whalert Sr., age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Harold Whalert Sr. are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.